You're trying to make me scared. I am. It's working. But that's not new for me. I was scared for a long time, just living. And you felt that, because you were there.
As I glanced up from reading this enigmatical message, I saw Holmes chuckling at the expression upon my face. "You look a little bewildered," said he. "I cannot see how such a message as this could inspire horror. It seems to me to be rather grotesque than otherwise."
"I can't believe we got hired for this party. Look how fancy the elevator is."
"I'm sure glad Necro was stopped before they got in. I would have been terrified to be in the same place as them. Can you imagine serving them a drink? Ugh, so scary."
"What would they do? Give a bad tip?" Gasp. "Oh no."
"Hello. You are not safe. Whoever you are, wherever you are. No. This isn't right. How do I impose to you the gravity of the... I'm sorry. My brain isn't what it wants. Situation. Yes, how does one... You really don't know what kind of person you are until you're kneeling in a stream of your own piss in a broom closet with a gun at the ready. Apparently, I'm the kind of person to enjoy being alive. The things I've seen, the things I've done. If anyone is watching this, you need to know. They are coming for you. They are watching. And they will kill you."
"I'm a paper boy. I have to wear these shorts, and I'm saying that all of that is going to come to an end unless you help me. My stupid and ridiculous life will be as short as these shorts because something, yeah, something, is following me."